cathedral-headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo in the machinery of night, who poverty and tatters and hollow-eyed and high sat up smoking in the supernatural darkness of cold water flats floating across the...
Check, check. Yep, we're here.
Check, check. Yo, what's
Welcome.
Up?
Sup, fool?
What's up, fool? It's Monday in his house.
Yo, dog.
And we're sitting here in L.A. looking out the window at this liquid sunshine. And we're doing, what are we doing?
We're here.
Today is March 27th.
And I'm talking to John Hirschfeld.
And I'm looking at Mark, but I'm not talking to him. Mark Caldwell.
Yeah, that's right. We're kind of bitter right now.
Mark does close your eyes on Friday mornings.
And John does...
Is good.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, you want to say the time? We both do our shows from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific time.
Yes.
John's is Thursday, mine's is Friday, and now we have this wonderful show here, Mondays, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Pacific time.
Yes, right before, apparently, Music for the Dead, which you've never heard of. I'm very anxious to meet this person.
Or persons.
Yes, or personnel.
Zombies.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have loads of new music
that
you have not heard unless you sent it to us. Which is very exciting, which is the whole point of here. And if you didn't catch our debut show last week, the point of this show is we only play music that's been submitted to Kill Radio.
Yes.
Either through the mail, through the web, or through various DJ gigs and demo handouts and stuff like that.
And if you'd like to hear last Monday's show, it is on the archive. Go to killradio.org, scroll down to where the archives is at the bottom of our page, our front page right there,
and
you will see it.
You're here.
Yeah, of March 27th, I believe.
Yeah, and we played some really good bands last week. We had Matt Klee and Vincent Parker, Imogene, which we both really enjoyed.
I'm so glad you're remembering all this.
Yes. Yeah, so
Vincent Parker? Did you say Vincent
Parker?
I did. Okay, good. See, my short-term memory. Mike Bill?
I vote we go right into music. Yeah. We have a lot of music to go into. Did you want to start out?
Yeah.
What do you got for us?
I got a gentleman by the name who contacted me, Robert Popa. Shoot, I didn't ask his correct spelling or pronunciation. He's done a great track. He is at myspace.com/ Robert Popa, I believe. Let me make sure I have that right before I begin.
Well,
sorry.
It's spelled Popa, but it's pronounced Luxury Yacht.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right, because I see the accent over the R.
It's got a silent CH. Well, that's a great MySpace pick.
Yeah.
Yes, I would go with Popa.
Okay, we'll go with Popa.
I bet he loves it when people call him Big Papa.
Papa. Papa Bear. All right, so let's go to that. It's a great song. It's called Son of a Gun. You are listening to... Oh, I'm here.
Yes. Yes, you are.
It's called Son of a Gun. You are listening to here on killradio.org.
Eyes on the desert, both hands on the wheel, drive. son of a gun. Eyes on the reservoir, hands on the wheel. Drive through the universe, and nothing is real. For the son, son of a gun. I turn while heading home, and before I reached my place, I saw a pretty face. I saw your pretty face. I almost fell to my feet. What I found there in the street, I should have but I couldn't help my heartbeat. The promise in your smile was too sweet. As it goes, if I remember right, I took you home and we stayed there all night. Is there a chance or a possibility for us to meet far away from the street?
Welcome back. That was a different artist. That was Promis. He is...
I like that.
Yeah, it was good, huh? He sent me a whole bunch of other stuff, but I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to get to it today. I was kind of bummed out by that.
I like how it suddenly bursted into Jewish klezmer music at the end.
That was, no, it was original. Great. It was so refreshing.
You know, whatever. Like, didn't feel bound by whatever genre.
Yeah, and I'm kind of, you know, I have an aversion to musical theater. Just, I think it's in my genetic code. as a gay man... there's so many reasons like that I should be excommunicated, but I haven't yet. So, but it was really
lose your gay passport.
Yeah, I'm no longer allowed to enter
you don't like carousel.
Yeah, I can't go to the Castro or to West Hollywood anymore. They always check my ID twice.
They come up to you on the street and say clang clang, and if you don't say went the trolley, you're fired.
Yeah, yeah, or I get kicked in the shins, which I'm into that, so that's not really an issue. But
awesome.
So anyway, his name's Promis, or that's his artist name. And again, you can find him at myspace.com/Promis, promise without an E on the end. And then I just want to make sure I spelled Robert's MySpace page name right. It's myspace.com/Robert Popa, P-O-P-A, all one word.
Track.
Correct, which I really liked a lot too. That was
yeah,
nice
cool.
way to start off.
Awesome.
So welcome back. Thank you very much.
Okay, so, oh, by the way, if anybody wants to instant message us, we're mm-hmm. on AOL Instant Messenger, and our mm-hmm. handle is Kill Radio Station. That's
Thank
one
you.
Word, Kill Radio Station. And if you want to call us, you can do that too, 213-252-0998. And we have loads of new music for you. This is a band that I'm about to play called The Blank Tapes, which is a great name for a band. Mm-hmm. They have an album called Landfare, which they were kind enough to send to me, along with a sticker, hint, hint. And these guys are really cool, and I'm just going to go right into a song of theirs because I think it's so great. So this is The Blank Tapes, and you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Say goodbye. If I get too high, will you say goodbye? When I get too high, would you say hello? If I get too low, will you say hello? When I get too low, oh, 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 oh. After two, can I talk to you? Will my call go through? Did I say too much? Oh, now you're out of touch. From an open window, you see me down below. And I think that you should know that it is so hard to let go. It is so so hard to let go. Is it right or wrong? And where do I belong? Should I stand and be strong? Or should I move along to a city far away? But I always feel this way. Still I'm trying not to show that now's the time to go. And I think that you should know that it is so hard to let go. It is so hard to let go. It's so hard to let go.
You're here.
Thank you.
a sad name to the sound. Lacking things and lacking some people. Wanting some things, not others. Being perfectly fine.
So that last track was by Climber, who I was fortunate enough to see at the Incredible Couch Night, which is a monthly gig at Lava Lounge where they highlight cool eclectic bands. And Climber came all the way down from Portland, Oregon to perform, and they gave me a demo. And here we are on Hear Hear playing it. Check out myspace.com/Climber.
Climber as in one who climbs?
As in one who climbs.
Okay.
As in the act of climbing, from going from one level of altitude to another.
To another, huh?
Using your feet and your hands.
And your hand. Oh, okay.
And
we started off with, just really should acknowledge, we started off with such sweet music today.
Yes, yes. Which is your little subtle way of warning.
Yeah,
warning
I'm forewarning.
Where we're going.
I'm forewarning.
Before Climber, we heard the Blank Tapes, another extremely talented band. And, you know, the thing about that song that I love so much, and that song is called It's So Hard to Let Go, is like you just really want to be there. Seeing them play it, like in their living room or something,
mm-hmm.
like, there's something so intimate about it. I really
yeah,
like.
I was thinking too. It's like it was a great song to have in your stereo playing in your car while you're driving with the windows down.
Exactly. So go to theblanktapes.com to get more information on their music.
And then what about? Did you already say the contact info for Climber? Was I not listening?
Yeah, myspace.com/Climber, and they also have a website which you can find through their MySpace page. But enough about being touchy-feely.
Yeah.
What do you have for us next on here?
I have this band who found us, really, called Junkbox. They are linkable via MySpace, but it isn't just Junkbox. It's Junkbox Music. There is actually another band I found called Junkbox, I think, out of England. So that's why their MySpace page is myspace.com/Junkbox Music, all one word. So... I guess I could say their subtitle on the air.
That would be their, not subtitle, there's a word for that, their tag.
Their tag.
Yeah.
Their mantra, if you will.
Yeah.
Their mantra on their MySpace page, you will see, is called Chicks with Balls.
Yes.
So I think that says it all. Let's go to it. This is a song called, I'm over here now.
Oh, yes.
Okay. This is a song called Shove. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org with the band Junkbox and the song Shove.
I told her I had nothing for you.
Welcome back to Here Here on KillRadio.org.
That was...
we're getting
a call.
Yeah. That was Junkbox with a song Posies and Daisies. And before that, we heard the song Shove. Again, Junkbox, thank you very much for saying that. I like that a lot. I especially like the first song.
Sorry, I just got sidetracked. Another wrong number.
Really? Yeah. Who was it?
It was the wrong number.
Oh.
They said this is a radio station?
I think.
Oh, I didn't mean to call you.
So what do you think of them, John?
What was the name of that album again? From Junkbox?
Yeah, that was called
Songs in the
Kings of F and U.
Songs in the Key of F and U.
And my inner 13-year-old loves that kind of crap.
I'm sure Stevie Wonder appreciates it too. That's amazing.
Sweet. They're sweet girls.
That's what do you call it? That's not chick rock, because that has this sort of like weak connotation to it. But it's
chicks who hate guys rock.
Yeah, it's like hard chick rock.
Yeah, it's like hardened chick rock.
Yeah,
and if you look at their
ball rock.
Yeah, chick with ball rock. That's really what it is. That sounds right.
Yeah,
no, that's what I call it.
That was good fun.
Ball. Wait, you said chick with ball?
Well, as Lawson
in the war
with.
It always comes back to Vietnam. All right, you ready to take over before I make more of a fool of myself? Well, wait, that's too late. We're beyond that.
Okay, we have more submitted music. These are bands that you haven't heard of, and I certainly haven't heard of, and I haven't even had a chance to really preview this except for more than a few seconds, so we're gonna experience this together. So take your clothes off.
It's a magical moment.
All right, this is Humanzee, Humanzee. And you can, while you're listening to this, check out humanzemusic.com. Humanzeemusic.com. name of this song is Acolyte. This is what they sound like.
Strike a match for the food of it. Curious as to what you get. Set it up in a blaze, it's the end of it. Not the sort that you thought it was.
Human what?
Nice.
Human Z.
Human Z.
Oh, you think it's Human Z?
I don't know.
I don't know. You make it sound like Cirque du Soleil.
That's what I thought of. That's what I went for.
No, you know what? It might be Human Z. Well, anyway, but H-U-M-A-N-Z-E-E, and the name of the album is Rockus Humanzus.
And they have umlauts over the O. Oh, yes. Rockus.
So those two tracks were Acolyte and Slow Turning, and they were kind enough to send us a demo.
Nice. Thank you.
CD here. This is an 8-track demo, which perhaps not to be confused with an 8-track
player
demo. Yeah. I'm assuming you can get more information on this from their website, so check out Humanzi, with two E's, music.com.
What's embarrassing about your 8-track comment? I was thinking the same thing right when you said it. I thought, wait, hello, that's studio.
I remember my mom had a couple of 8-tracks and, a collection, which back then, like, 12 of something was a collection. You know, I have 1,000 CDs, I call it a collection. But I remember she had ABBA, she had Neil Diamond, and a hell of a lot of Barry Manilow.
I think those are
only my early influences.
Oh, I'm sorry. Those are the only artists who came out on
good songwriters, okay? Just not
their execution.
The genre.
Their execution. Those were the only bands who came out on 8-track, by the way. I just want you to know that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. No one else really did.
Like, they
stayed with
vinyl. I
remember
seeing them, like, go into the player, you know, just this sort of, like, this very sleek, very modern sound of...
Yeah, it's...
when you jam this plastic thing into the 8-track player.
I think that was gratifying, but I just, like, shoved it in there. Take it.
You could, like... It's, like, the only piece of electronic equipment you could actually install a disc by... kicking it with the heel of your shoe.
Now we have to be so delicate with MP3 players or CDs.
Oh, God, the breathe at the iPod wrong. It doesn't work. Oh, I've had a negative thought about my iPod and it froze.
Shut up.
Don't say it out loud.
Are you ready for me?
Is
it my turn?
Next? Yeah, I realized that we have 2 full hours here, and so I was going racing through all
this
music.
Let's be irresponsible and talk some more. How was your weekend?
It was good. Thank you. No, I'm just saying we have more time than we thought, and we have more music to play. So I might actually go back and play a little more Climber and Blank Tapes later, but I have a couple other CDs.
Yep.
I'm going to give them at least 2 track
Please.
Plays per CD, as you've been doing.
Okay.
So, but let's move on to your next...
This is a guitarist. He says he's from the greater Seattle area. He won't tell me where exactly, but... He could be out of Yakima, or he could be, who knows? Well, that isn't really greater Seattle area. But anyway, so he says his mentors are Hendrix, Clapton, Santana, Alvin Lee, and this song called My Sweet Guitar. It's a instrumental, and his website is JM Cruiz. That's like Cruz, but with an I just before the Z, jmcruiz.com. And again, this is... My Sweet Guitar, you want to make me available?
Story of your life, Mark.
I know, really. Help me out.
You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. You're listening
Welcome back.
Here on killradio.org.
That was a different band. That was Space Kitty with a song called Keep Going. And then again, once again before that, was J.M. Cruise with My Sweet Guitar. If you want to find out more about Space Kitty, where'd they go? Their MySpace page is myspace.com/SpaceKitty. But that's Kitty with two I's instead of an I and a Y. Again,
Kitty
Space Kitty, Kitty.
Meow, meow. This is the part of the show where we give a brief disclaimer and explanation of what we are and who we are. We don't find music. Music finds us.
We don't go after it.
Yes. Here is an all-submission show. So if you want to hear your music here, did you get it? Did you get it right there?
Yeah.
Then go ahead and submit it to us. There's a number of ways you can do it. One, the way I prefer, is old school. Oh, we're getting another call.
I hope it's the wrong number. Let's find out who it is.
Again. Kill Radio.
I'll tell you my way. So the way I like to is via a website called YouSendIt.com. It is a YouSendIt.com is a website that allows you to send files. It can be anything, but in this case, you could use it to send MP3s. So what you do is you submit your MP3, go to the YouSendIt.com website. That's YouSendIt, all one word, .com, YouSendIt.com, YouSendIt.com, and then you'll see that you just send it almost like how PayPal works. The sendee would be the person you are sending it to is my email address, which is mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org, mark at killradio.org, and then I'll get a link, and then I'll download it onto my computer. Now, the way John likes to is when you send it to him analog via the mail, and you can send it to Kill Radio. Our address is also on our website, killradio.org. Do you want to tell your part?
Yes. Actually, I was just on the phone with a gentleman who was saying that he was asking how we can get a playlist of the bands we're playing. Mm-hmm. And so, as we mentioned before, this show is being recorded, and it will be uploaded tomorrow. So if you go to killradio.org and scroll down the page, you'll see a list of shows that have recently been uploaded. And if you click on here, you can download today's show, and we'll have a list of the bands that we played. And given, depending on how much time and energy I have, I might even include some websites and stuff like that.
Thanks, John, for letting someone interrupt us, what we were doing normally, and being totally suckered into that.
This is why you and I can never have a relationship, because I need that kind of
flexibility.
Oh,
I already broke up with you.
Okay, fine.
We were together.
So if you want to submit music to hear here on killradio.org in the old school way, you can take a CD and put it in an envelope and write
an envelope
on it, Kill Radio, Attention Robin Torres, who is our transsexual fictional character that receives all our mail. And the address to send it to is 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201. And that's in Los Angeles, California, 90004. And this you can get this information, I think, on the website.
On the website.
As well.
If you go to killradio.org and click on the link About Us, scroll down, you'll see how you can submit your music. And if you want to make sure that it goes to John or myself, you can put the show name here.
Yes.
However way you want to spell that, it's up to you. We're pretty open. But that way, John or myself will for sure get it, and we'll make sure we listen to it. And
if you
want to
include a sticker, a T-shirt, silver dollar, silver bullet, anything, really.
Shower cap.
Shower caps are good.
Yeah.
Hey, actually, also, any information about your band, your website, where
Please.
You're playing next, what you're all about. I just found deep in the... in the envelope of Humanzi, this cool, look at this picture that they sent it with. It's like a guy kissing a monkey.
Oh, that's
Planet of the
that
Apes.
Looks like Cornelius, yeah.
Yeah, and all this information that I could have mentioned before, that they're from
that's
Berkeley, California, hard-hitting trio, has their own take on hook-laden rock and roll. So, rock it. So thank you, Tim of Humanzi, for sending that CD. So,
thank you.
Yeah, so again, so this is only submitted music. So this, if you want to hear your music on killradio.org, here is your best bet. And, you know, we have 40 other DJs here and several other shows. So everything is right for here. Not everything is right for every show. But we leave these CDs available for people to check out.
Right.
So if another show, they might come across your CD, they may want to play it. So
that's also what's so great about the archive is we make sure we make it. It's available to everyone, and a lot of DJs are downloading it too. To kind of, if they aren't able to hear it today, the show, then they're able to hear, oh, I want to play that band on my show. Like already, there's some bands that we've learned about last week that I'm going to play on the other show that I do. We already talked about our shows. Yes. My short-term memory today is horrifying.
We love our show.
Yeah, I think I like your show better than my show that I do.
I like my show better than your show too. But that's
My show better than your show.
Oh, did you change your tune?
Yeah,
it's fantastic. All right, we're going to go into some new music now.
Please, we just got
a CD from... I haven't even heard this yet. I really should start listening to these before I play them, but I just have a good feeling about this because I like the cover art, and I'm all about cover art.
It was actually recommended by another DJ.
Yes, that's right. Hassan has previewed this, said it was cool.
Yep.
This is Harlequin Jones, the Harlequin Jones EP, and the name of the first track on here is Hope You're Rotting. Is what it is. So aww. I'm assuming it's a love song. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Some kind of night air there was this ghost, and we shared our death. We'll sleep walking through life. Soul to pay for the ride, 'cause the girl
It's over.
You know, you know what I picture when I hear that last song? Well, two things. One is the piano player. I picture him in a saloon.
Did have a saloon-y quality to it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then when she sings, I picture Pinhead from Hellraiser sort of sitting in his boudoir, sewing his goth dress to himself.
Yeah, and drinking a mint julep.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. For more information on Harlequin Jones, check out myspace.com/, Harlequin Jones. Thanks for sending us your EP. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Ready for me?
I'm ready for Mark.
Great.
Caldwell's.
So this is a
submission reception.
This is a an artist by the name of Mutant Press. Thank you very much. They are out. He is out of looks like Hollywood, California. It says Hollywood, California, Nazi Christian USA, Zero Land, California, United States.
Lovely.
Yeah, I know exactly where that is. He's at La Brea and Wilshire. That's what that. It's called Little Nazi Land, Little Christian Nazi Land. How come this is a song called?
Yes.
A song called Pants on Fire. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Org.
Well, my pants are on fire. Running around. Yeah, my pants are on fire and I'm trying to cool down.
Welcome back.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Yes, you are.
I love that. Killradio.org.
That was, again, Mutant Press. MySpace.com/Mutant Press.
I like
all
that.
One
it was
word.
Really, really animated, you know?
Yeah, woke me up.
Hey, if anyone's out there in instant message land, feel free to instant message us. Our handle is Kill Radio Station. That's one word, Kill Radio Station.
Yeah, we're just about to argue, so you could actually get us to not focus on each other.
Stop it, bitch!
Shut up.
Oh, my God. Hey, what is your favorite? This is the question for people out there who want to instant message us.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite track number?
That is so stupid.
Mine is 4. It's true. You take the majority of the CDs that I have.
Right.
Number 4. And you play track 4, and it's usually the best track. In fact, these demos that come in, I'm probably going to play, if I haven't had a chance to really screen them,
so what
I'm
are
probably
going
to play track 4.
You haven't been playing track 4.
No, well, I'm just saying usually. Like there must be like a mental thing when people put an album together that 4 songs into their album, they want people to feel a certain way. And the way I want to feel is that way. So I relate to track 4.
Those tracks are basically the ones batting cleanup. So you get the bases loaded, you hit a home run. See?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Thank you.
So if you disagree or if you have another track and an explanation, go ahead and
Yeah, explanation.
That.
You can't just say, oh, I like 6. You need to back it up.
You need to back it up with empirical evidence.
Yes.
We are now going to play another demo that came in through the mailbox the other day from a band called The Pristines. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. This is The Pristines.